This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, happy Thursday, everybody. Great to have you with us. This opening half hour is brought to you by NIL Game Changers, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities for both athletes and businesses. Visit NILGameChangers.org to start your journey. NCAA basketball tournament underway. NCAA wrestling championships underway. Suit filled out a bracket that had Cal Northridge in it. We had to point out to him that Cal Northridge is not in the tournament. Scary. He also had Maryland advancing, Rutgers, and Michigan all into the Sweet 16. We had to point out that none of them were in the tournament. It's just, I don't know where he finds this stuff. This is your guy.
That sounds like the opposite NCAA tournament.
This is your guy. Okay, this is the one that, like, you have pinned all your future hopes on. Really? All right. So, Michigan State at the half leads it over Mississippi State 31-24. The difference in this game has been the free throw line. Oh, wait. Nobody has shot any. There hasn't been a free throw in the game. On either side.
I find it hard to believe Michigan State's playing defense and not fouling.
Well, Tyson Walker, who is, by the way, and I had no problem. We have to vote for second, third team, and I had Walker deep on my ballot. And he's already off to a 10-point start. And then Josh Hubbard from Mississippi State, look, he averages 11 three-point attempts per game. Okay. Well, he took 5 in the first half, right? And he made 3 of them. He's got 13 points. Michigan State led by a dozen at one point. They lead by 7 at the break. Then the other game is Duquesne and BYU. Duquesne got off to a great start, or better yet, maybe better analysis is BYU got off to a bad start. Well, BYU has settled down a bit, and that's really been that's helped them a lot because they finally have settled down. Their starters can't get anything. They only have 5 points from their starters. 5. It's 24-20 Duquesne with 6 minutes to go in the first half. BYU has 15 points off the bench because they have needed 15 points off the bench. Thank goodness Robinson showed up, because Jackson Robinson has 13 of the 20 points. Mark Pope, the head coach of BYU, was thrilled that that kid made it to the bus from the hotel. Let's go. Oh, my goodness. I mean, their starters can't do it. I mean, they're missing layups. I mean, and the problem is, at this time of the year, like, every possession is gold. You need every possession. It could be worse. You could be Yamamoto, who went out today. Here it is, the big debut. And the Padres got him for 5 runs in the first inning. They yanked him. I'm like, okay.
He's still not the Japanese player having the worst day on the Dodgers.
No. Obviously, the Ohtani situation is really weird.
Yeah.
But I've said this a lot over the years, and I'll maintain it. One of the bigger problems that athletes have is you have to be really careful about the people around you. Because, and again, his interpreter is a necessary job. I mean, that is a necessary job. Because Ohtani understands English, he can speak English, but he would prefer, for comfort, to answer questions in Japanese.
Okay?
And I totally get that. Because he's just more confident, for obvious reasons, in his native language than he is with his second language, which is English. And the... So, I mean, this guy's been his friend. He's helped him out, the whole deal. He's, you know, he's interpreted. But again, that's where you get in trouble with people. You've got to be so careful these days. And it's been over and over and over again that one of the problems happened to be the hangers-on around you. It's just a fact of life. I mean, just through experience of seeing it over and over again.
I find it interesting that they knew what was happening and he was still in the dugout in Wednesday's game and still involved in Wednesday's game, because it said that he spoke to the Dodgers before the game, the interpreter did, and explained what was going on.
I don't know.
That's the whole thing is a little odd right now.
Well, what happened was, the survey knows, the interpreter, there was $4.5 million in wire transfers that went from Shohei Ohtani's bank account to a bookmaking operation that set off a series of events. Ipe Mizuhara, the longtime friend and interpreter of Ohtani, incurred the gambling debts to a Southern California bookmaking operation that is under federal investigation. So far, this isn't off to a good start. He came to lose his job. Started with reporters asking questions about the wire transfers. Gee, I wonder why they asked. Initially, a spokesman for Ohtani told ESPN that he had transferred the funds to cover Mizuhara's gambling debt. The spokesman presented Mizuhara to ESPN for a 90-minute interview on Tuesday. 90 minutes! During which Mizuhara laid out his account in great detail. Okay, well, it's a little bit different than the government. okay. Sure, I'll tell you everything. What do you want to know?
You got 90 minutes?
Yeah, Lee. However, as ESPN prepared to publish the story Wednesday, the spokesman then disavowed the account and said Ohtani's lawyers would issue a statement. There we go. That's America. Let's issue a statement. Now we're back to doing it the current American way. Instead of just telling the truth, we'll issue a statement.
Well, I was going to say...
And you and I both know the statement's BS.
I read last night that one of the reasons that happened is, since gambling is illegal in California, the wire transfer with Shohei's name on it is a federal crime.
Yes, it is.
Right?
And California is one of the few states in the country that does not have legalized gambling. I know you're probably... People are probably shocked when they hear that. But it's a fact. California, you know, except for racetracks, does not have a sports book.
Okay.
In the course of responding to recent media inquiries, a 90-minute interview was all laid out. we discovered that Shohei has been the victim of a massive theft, and we're turning the matter over to the authorities. The spokesman declined to answer any further questions. Again, it didn't take long to do things the current American way. His attorneys are ingrained in our system. When asked by ESPN on Wednesday afternoon if he had been accused of theft, Matsuhara said that he was told that he could not comment but declined to say by whom. The developments this week came as federal investigators are examining the operation run by Southern California bookmaker Matthew Boyer. The wire transfer payments were sent from Otani's account to an associate of Boyer's, according to multiple sources and bank data reviewed by ESPN. Multiple sources, including Matsuhara, told ESPN that Otani does not gamble and that the funds just covered Matsuhara's losses. Okay. ESPN had reviewed the bank account information showing Otani's name on two $500,000 payments sent in September and October. I mean, I wouldn't have deferred so much money on the $70 million deal if I were him. He deferred $68 million of it. It sounds like he needs cash. While sports betting is legal in nearly 40 states, it remains illegal in California. Thank you very much over here. We already had that covered. Government-regulated sports books require bettors to pay up front for their wagers, while illegal bookmakers accept bets on credit.
Really?
I mean, we were just asking to suit that the other day. Oh, that's a different topic. Okay. Sources close to the gambling operation told ESPN that Boyer dealt directly with Matsuhara, who placed bets on international soccer matches and other sports, but not baseball, starting in 2021. A source said Boyer was aware of the name on the wire transfers, but chose not to ask any questions as long as the payments came in. No problem. The check cleared. Nice. I don't really care where you got it from. So far, so good. However, the source said Boyer allowed people to believe Otani was a client in order to boost his business. You won't believe who's betting on soccer. I'm getting direct checks from Shohei Otani. Really? Boyer's attorney, Diane Bass, told ESPN, Mr. Boyer never spoke or met with Shohei Otani. And then, as part of the American way, the current American way, she declined to answer any other questions. Does anybody out there know how to answer a question anymore? Anybody? Anywhere? I know at the top it's a struggle, but I mean... Oh, my goodness. Obviously, let's see. During the Tuesday interview arranged by Otani's spokesman, Matsuhara, who's 39, told ESPN that he asked Otani, who, by the way, is 29, last year to pay off his gambling debt, which multiple sources had ballooned to at least $4.5 million. Matsuhara said he had previously placed bets by way of DraftKings. And assumed bets placed through Boyer, and assumed that bets placed through Boyer were legal. Matsuhara said, quote, obviously Shohei wasn't happy about it, and said that he would help me out to make sure I never do this again. Right? He decided to pay it off for me. All right. Now, at that point, he comes off as a mad but good friend, right? He's not happy about it. I mean, none of us would be happy about it. I wanted everyone to know Shohei had zero involvement in betting. I want people to know I did not know this was illegal. I learned my lesson the hard way. Yeah, $4.5 million, you learned it the hard way. I'll never do sports betting again. Okay. You may need help. If you're $4.5 million in debt, it doesn't sound like it's something you can easily turn off. How about that?
Sounds like he was getting advice from that guy that embezzled the $22 million from the Jaguars.
Once again, that's the team version of Entourage. Okay? I'm telling you. Like, who are all these people? I mean, sometimes I sit there and I look around and go, who are all these people? I'm like, okay. Just do your thing. Don't think twice. Wednesday afternoon, Mitsuhara told ESPN that Ohtani had no knowledge of his gambling debts and Ohtani had not transferred money to the bookmaker's associate. Mitsuhara and Ohtani are friends in addition to their professional relationship. He has interpreted for Ohtani since the star moved to the United States in 2018, accompanying the player to dugouts, locker rooms. See, this is poorly written. How about dugouts, clubhouses, player lounges, on trips, and in media settings and elsewhere, making Mitsuhara highly recognizable to baseball fans. He has been the interpreter for Ohtani with team managers and coaches and goes over scouting reports with Ohtani during games. The two are rarely separated. Mitsuhara runs errands for the pitcher, carries his water bottle, and is so ever present that Ohtani teammates once referred to the duo as having a brotherhood that goes beyond friendship. Mitsuhara had a contract with the Angels when Ohtani played there and signed with the Dodgers this offseason. Mitsuhara confirmed to ESPN he actually does get paid himself $300,000 to $500,000 per year. Okay? Mitsuhara told ESPN on Tuesday that his bets were placed on international soccer, the NBA, the NFL, and college football. I never bet on baseball, Mitsuhara said. That's 100%. I knew the rule. We have a meeting about that every spring. Okay. Major League Baseball players and employees are allowed to bet on sports other than baseball, but not with illegal bookmakers or offshore websites. At this hour, by the way, the guy in the corner office is scrubbing his computer. I don't understand what that has. Yeah. Just listening to the story. I don't know. That's our guy.
I was not his interpreter.
Ever. Illegal bookmakers are subject to punishment at the commissioner's discretion.
Ooh.
A Major League Baseball source told ESPN the league has not been contacted by federal authorities, not aware of the situation until ESPN raised it in recent days. The source said Major League Baseball's next step would be to gather facts, which could take time. In light of the ongoing federal investigation, it could take time because nobody's going to talk. He was out there talking the other day. Why don't you just go over and join him? No. Federal authorities learned of Ohtani's wire payments in January as part of their investigation into Boyer's bookmaking operation. ESPN reviewed wire transfer data for two transactions, each totaling $500,000. Shohei Ohtani. And by the way, Ohtani's name is not spelled correctly. Okay? They have it spelled O-T-A-N-I. There's an H after the O. So on there, whatever the transfer had, Ohtani's name spelled incorrectly. It is visible alongside various bank account and wire transfer information and the word loan. Ohtani is the Japanese, okay? Let's see. Officials for the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Central District of California declined comment. An attorney for Boyer's bookmaking associate also, let's repeat together, declined comment. Two sources said neither Ohtani or Mitsuhara have been contacted by federal authorities. Okay. Boyer's 48. He could be facing potential felony charges. His home was raided by federal authorities in October. That's a good start. According to multiple sources and documents reviewed by ESPN. According to a search warrant, inventory obtained by ESPN, agents seized cash, casino chips, banking documents, a money counting machine, multiple computers, portable storage devices, and cell phones. They also seized two Breitling watches, a dozen luxury handbags made by Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Hermes. Okay. I don't know why they would have to seize the Louis Vuitton, but they, you know, whatever. Mitsuhara told ESPN he met Boyer at a San Diego poker game. I'm shocked. In 2021, and started betting with him on credit later that year. He estimated his losses mounted to more than $1 million by the end of 2022 and ballooned from there. Quote, I'm terrible at gambling. Everybody, the statement of the year. Never going to do it again. Never won any money. I mean, I dug myself a hole and kept on getting bigger. And it meant that I had to bet bigger to get out of it and just kept on losing. It was a snowball. Right? And doesn't that sound like a story of many who have fallen into that trap, right? All right. So what we'll do is we'll take a break. We'll talk more about this in a moment. Todd just wants to get Shohei Ohtani. He just wants to get him. It's simple as that. I can tell. No?
No.
This half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities, both athletes and businesses. Visit NILGameChangers.org to start your journey on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
An interesting start, by the way, for Penn State wrestling. It's been a mixed bag to start. Not the words you wanted to hear. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. Bundles, they'll try everything they can to save you money, but they want to make sure you're fully insured. Customer service means everything to them. At Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. All right, so here's the mixed bag in Kansas City right now. Early going, Braden Davis, okay? Tristan Lewan of Michigan State, no problem there. He went out and took care of business and was able to win, and they get off to the good start. Okay, no problem there. He won 8-1. over Lawan. But Aaron Nagao gave up 4 takedowns. And number 23, Marlon Yarborough of Virginia, beat him 13-5. So Nagao is now into the consolations. Bo Bartlett struggled, but won. He got a late takedown, some back points, and beat Cal Miller 6-1. So he's into the second round tonight. But Nagao lost. I mean, so Penn State's 2-1 right now. And that's where they are. Okay. Gets everybody up to date on what's going on at the NCAA Wrestling Championships. Meanwhile, Shohei Ohtani's interpreter with the quote of the year, "I'm terrible at gambling." Okay. Nobody knows.
Unfortunately, they did notice.
Yeah, in droves.
So the wrong people noticed.
Ohtani agreed to pay the debts. All right. Ohtani logged on to his own computer and sent the wire transfers under Mitsuhara's supervision in installments over several months last year. They added the word loan to the description field for the transactions. "We had to add a description for the wire," Mitsuhara told ESPN. "I think Matt," that's Matt Boyer, "might have told me just put down loan. You had to put down something. Ask why Ohtani didn't simply just give him the cash instead of paying Boyer's associate directly." Mitsuhara said Ohtani did not trust him with the money. "He did not want me to gamble it away." Mitsuhara told Ohtani he would pay him back. Okay, so let's take the top out number. Okay? At $500,000 a year, which is what he makes, which, by the way, is a pretty good life. If you paid every dime of it back, like all every year, it takes 9 years. "I will pay you back." How? How are you going to do it? Invest in Intel? What are you going to do? I have no idea.
I hope he didn't promise to pay him back in his gambling winnings.
Yeah. All right. So, when an ESPN reporter asked Ohtani's camp, I always love that, camp, what do you need a camp for? I mean, I realize you have to have some people around you. About the allegation from Mitsuhara that Ohtani was present, helped move the funds that was going to be paid back, the spokesman contacted Ohtani's attorneys, who then, of course, issued a statement. Everybody issues a statement. We're really good at statements. You can tell how much I hate that. Let's issue a statement. Why? It doesn't mean anything. But it's the best you got.
The PR people need something to do.
Yeah, tell me about it. Well, they're working full-time right now.
Yes, they are.
That Ohtani was the victim of a massive theft. Okay. Mitsuhara, though, on Wednesday, walked back much of what he said late Tuesday, stating Ohtani had no knowledge of his gambling activities, debts, or efforts to repay them. Okay, sure. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think the best case scenario is this is the exact truth, and Shohei Ohtani's probably in trouble just because he helped his friend. The worst case scenario is, well, I think we know what the worst case scenario is.
Sure.
He was the one gambling.
Obviously, this is all my fault, everything I've done. I'm ready to face all the consequences. Mitsuhara said he does not have legal representation. That's why he's talking freely. He says, but he's working on it. Ah. This is where our good friends at Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe step up.
I was going to say, you can't go to his best friend and ask for money for a lawyer now either.
No, you can't. He reiterated, though, that he never bet on baseball. So the Dodgers are in South Korea. They're 1-1 after losing today 15-11. Mitsuhara was seen in the Dodgers dugout in the opening game that the Dodgers won 5-2. A Dodgers spokesman said Mitsuhara addressed the clubhouse after the game, telling them a story was coming out and it was all his fault, saying he has a gambling addiction. Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers, said Thursday before the second game of the series that he would not comment on the situation. Otani, by the way, did bat DH today. He hit second. Roberts said performance operations manager Will Ireton, who joined the Dodgers in 2016 as an interpreter for Kenta Maeda, would take over those responsibilities for Otani for the time being. Then he goes into Otani's contract, which we all know. He deferred $680 out of $700 million. We got it. Okay. Multiple sources told ESPN that Boyer's operation is being investigated by the same U.S. Attorney's Office that handled the sprawling federal money laundering and illegal gambling case in Las Vegas that drew in former minor league player Wayne Nix. To remind everybody about that story, it was March 2 years ago. Nix, who had become a bookmaker in California, agreed to plead guilty to conspiring to operate an illegal sports gambling business and filing a false tax return. His sentencing is scheduled for this September. Four men connected to his bookmaking business also pled guilty. As part of the deal, Nix admitted to receiving $1.5 million in income that he failed to report to the IRS that was connected to gambling losses sustained by an unnamed professional football player, an ex-Major League Baseball coach, and a baseball analyst. Prosecutors said a sports broadcaster told Nix he planned to refinance his home to pay off his gambling debts. In November 2022, Yasiel Puig was charged with lying to federal law enforcement officials about placing bets with Nix's operation. Puig's case is currently before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, according to a spokesperson in the U.S. Attorney's Office. Scott Sabella, former president of the Las Vegas Casinos Resort World and MGM Grand, also pleaded guilty in January following the Nix investigation. According to his plea agreement, Sabella knew that Nix operated an illegal bookmaking business, but still allowed Nix to gamble at the MGM Grand and its affiliated properties with illicit proceeds generated from the illegal gambling business without notifying the casino's compliance department. In conjunction with Sabella's guilty plea, MGM Grand and the Cosmopolitan Casino agreed to pay $7.45 million in fines. Oh, what a twisted web we have been able to weave. Wow.
What don't we know about now? I feel like there's probably a gambling scandal going on now. I think that we're going down a dark path with this stuff.
Well, I remember now, of course, as you know, the casino in State College still has not been built yet. It's supposed to go in the Nittany Mall into the old Macy's building of the mall. Well, it hasn't gone in yet. And I remember somebody said to me, he says, oh, because it will have sports book in it. And I remember a couple people said to me that, well, what a great deal, you know, to have a, says, what could possibly go wrong with sports book right next to a college campus? And I looked at him and I said, what are you talking about? I said, these people are all making their bets online. You can make a bet in your dorm room. I said, it doesn't matter whether they have one here or not. It doesn't matter if they have it. That's not gonna make any difference because you are allowed to do this online. You're allowed to do this on your phone. It is so easy to make a bet.
Mm. I was reading the New York Times article last night that there are colleges, one that stuck out to me was Michigan State, that have taken millions of dollars to push gambling on their campuses for the to put money in the athletic coffers.
First of all, when it comes to this, it's a fact of life and it's here to stay. Right, so let's start with that. It's a fact of life, it's here to stay. They're not going to change this up. That's not going to happen. Okay? So that's one. And I will say this, that what we've seen early on, remember I've talked about the Alabama baseball case a couple of times. And I said the Alabama baseball case does tell you that there are people that are being diligent about this. I mean, where's the last place that you thought a bet on Alabama LSU baseball would be made that would raise eyebrows? It would be, well, gee, it would have to be in Baton Rouge or New Orleans or Shreveport or Tuscaloosa or Huntsville or Hoover or, you know, Birmingham, Montgomery, whatever, right? It was made in Cincinnati, Ohio, at Great America Ballpark. That's where the bet was alleged to have been made. That's what set off the alarms. Well, when I see something like that, that tells me that there's a diligence to it, that people aren't just glossing it over. Well, this is a case where nobody's glossing it over either.
I think the part of it, I know they're watching it, but that's not going to stop people from breaking the rules. And I think we're lucky it's something like apps, you know, being involved with this rather than, you know, like the old days when it was the mob and somebody could get physically hurt for it. But I do think that there's going to be, might not be this year, but there's going to be some sort of reckoning with this gambling everywhere. I think it's inevitable.
Enough of the suit's personal story. This is, it really is. Before we go to the break, let's update you on the NCAA tournament. Michigan State's playing really well. Michigan State leads Mississippi State 59-45 with a little under 9 minutes to go in the game. Tyson Walker has 16. Jaden Akins has a dozen. Malik Hall has 10 so far. Michigan State's a 14 with about 8.5 minutes to play. At the half, Duquesne leads it over BYU, 38-30. The key to this one has been the start. Duquesne got off to an 11-2 start, and they've maintained that lead. They're up by 8 at the break. And the problem is BYU can't shoot. I mean, BYU is shooting only 35% from the field. I mean, if it wasn't, you know, the foul lines help keep them in it, to be honest with you, along with Jackson Robinson. But it's 38-30, Duquesne at the break. That's in Omaha. And Creighton leads it over Akron 21-19 at the under 12 in the first half. Let's give Akron a lot of credit. They have hung in there, played well. Freeman has 9 already. And what's interesting about Creighton is Baylor Shireman has been somebody that they've been pushing and promoting and pushing and promoting. He averaged 18.5 points a game. Now, I know he had 26 against Marquette. He had 20 against Seton Hall. I got that. I've watched him play three times this year. And it, maybe it's just the luck of me watching him, but he has done nothing in the three games I watched him this year. Even when they beat UConn, he didn't play well. You know how many points Shireman has today? None. He hadn't even taken a shot.
Okay.
Creighton is not a team I can afford to lose in the first round with my bracket.
Well, look, they'll get hot from three. That really is the ball game for them. Now, right now, they've hit all three of their three-point shots. They've hit all three of them. But the problem is, Akron is 5 of 10 in threes.
Ooh.
Man, what have I said 80% of the time happens? If you win both lines, 80% of the time, you're going to win the game. Well, right now, Creighton's up 24-21, just hit another three, so they're 4-4. And guess who hit it? Shireman. Way to go.
He heard you.
It's about time. But right now, they've outscored Akron as 15-14 over Creighton at the two lines right now. Whoop, hit another three. Okay, now see, it's changed again. Now it's 17-15 from the two lines, Creighton, and they're up 27-23. Okay? And Shireman hit another one. See? So I actually switched to another game, so I can't see him right now. He says he's not looking. I'm going to start hitting shots. All right, back with more in a moment. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. These are the pros in insurance. They'll do everything they can to save you money. You're on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
And nothing like watching the suit do this at the company Christmas party. It just makes you want to scream, yikes.
Again, I don't need that in my head.
Oh, it's just awful. And he still thinks the white suit fits.
Yikes.
That's what makes it worse.
Like Disco Sue from Stew from The Simpsons.
Disco Stewie. All right, Akron and Creighton tied at 27. 7 minutes to go, first half. Oh, the Pelicans and Magic are playing tonight. No, nobody cares. All right, so. Major League Baseball, the best thing they have going for them about the Ohtani investigation is it's happening during the NCAA tournament. Be like, oh, yeah, Ohtani's in trouble?